It is Today FM. To get in contact today, 0874-100-102. A very good friend of mine, Mr. Eric Lawler, joins me in studio. Hello, sir.
Hey, Eric. Thanks for having me on. It's an honour. First time on your show.
It is good to have you on the show.
I know,
it is good because you and I have been mates for quite a while.
Yes.
The two of us are into the old acting game a bit.
Yes.
Panto season.
Yes.
The Liberty Hall Panto. This year, you were in Cinderella and you were playing Count de Monet.
Count de Monet. That's right, yeah.
I'm liking this. You seem to be getting thrown in as a villain here at these things, most.
I know, yeah. I mean, obviously, that all stems from the Fair City. I play Cosbalan in Fair City, who's a no good doer. Any panto I get cast on, or any short movie I get cast on, I'm cast as a villain. And as you and I know, Ferg, I'm anything but a villain.
Yeah,
you know,
a lovely, one of the funniest men on the planet. But here's the thing, though. You mentioned recently in an article that there might be a spin off for Carl called Carl and Costa.
It's
like Love, Hate, and Home and Away married together.
Yes. I pitched it to RTE. I'm still waiting on a reply. I won't hold my breath.
don't do anything, yes. And it's not a bad idea, though, however. So listen, Liberty Hall Panto, Cinderella, it is previews are on the 19th to 20th, and of course, the shows are on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd on the roll towards Christmas Eve, and then there's a break, and then back the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Nearly everyone in their lifetime will have seen a panto or been involved in a panto. There are certain things that are key for a panto. Now, you've been the villain, first of all. I think having a good villain with a title like, you know, Sir Roger, but he has a lisp, like, instead
yes.
of Sir Roger.
Of
I
course.
Think that's very important. Yours is Count de Monet.
Count de Monet.
Yeah, but the joke there is, of course, Count de Monet.
Yes, because I'm a landlord.
Yes.
Of course I am.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're right.
So that's one of the key requisites right there, Faye. We need to get lots of arguments with the crowd going, oh, yes, I am. Oh, no, you're not. Oh, there's a lot of that going on. And, of course, with kids and adults, we know that kids are going to the panto. We know that adults going, so there's always something for everyone in the panto. So there will be a few jokes that we hope fly over the kids' heads and go into the adults' heads, but mostly it's aimed at the kids.
There you go. Wait, hold on a second, Larry. Yeah. There is a stalwart of every good pantomime, right? There needs to be those Simpson-esque jokes, right? The ones that only the adults get and go,
yeah.
I love that, though.
Yeah. Let's be honest, a panto's a long, old journey. Like, you're there for the guts of 3 hours. You know, there's a break in the middle, and then...
And there's always a bit of improv involved, and that's harder, yeah.
It's harder, but it's also easier. I mean, one of the things I've always found... People ask me, is stand-up or acting more difficult? And I always say acting. And the reason I say that is because you haven't written those words, so you feel a responsibility to the writer, to the rest of the crew, to get those words right. Whereas when you're in stand-up and you get a joke wrong, you can only blame yourself, and you can roll with it. But what I do love about panto is, if you do get the line wrong, you can improvise on the spot and make up something. Quite often, Ferg, you're a big exponent of musical theatre. You know what goes on. You're being involved with some really professional shows. Let's be honest. You're the star, man. And in panto, when you get comfortable in a run, you know what you're saying and what you're doing, you will find, I think, sometimes the cast will have a couple of little games with each other on stage, and they might...
They do things to throw wobblers at each other.
Yeah.
Cinderella,
yes.
In the Liberty Hall panto, what can we expect? Does it have the stalwarts, right? A village idiot, a dame, a villain.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Yes.
So there you go, yeah.
Buttons has to be there. And it's kind of like the centrepiece of the show. Everything revolves around Buttons. He's the first person that the audience see. There's a fairy godmother. There's a magical sequence. There's all that kind of stuff that's associated with the fairy tale that is Cinderella. But I think what's so important about the Cinderella story is the ugly sisters.
Yeah, the dirty dames. The two dirty dames.
We've got two lads playing them, and I swear to God, Faith, they have, like, we're doing rehearsals weeks upon weeks now, and every time I go into rehearsals and they're doing their bits, I'm on the floor laughing. They're just brilliant. Like, really, really proper, funny, brilliant. Like, way over the top and incredibly evil, but hilarious with it. Like, you know, and I think kids will love that. There's a lot of slapstick in the show as well. You have to have a really good chase scene in a panto as well. So there's a lot of people running around the stage for no reason whatsoever. Yeah. People
cream
coming
pies
out.
Always have to make an appearance as well, too.
Yeah. And obviously you need good dancers because to hide the fact that the rest of us are not so good. And Ferg, you're a good dancer. I've seen you move. Dance, pal.
No, to be honest with you, I think that was just throwing shapes, actually. Or kind of night out. But that's the way it happens. But listen, come here. I'm looking forward to this, right? People can check it out. Do check out Eric. Eric, it has been a pleasure having you. And thank you for coming on, sir.
Thank you, Ferg.
Oh, you're so beautiful and I'm gorgeous.